Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We wrote an article this week about the different choices you have in selecting hammers and nails. And people always ask me, if I were going to have one hammer, which one would you recommend? Well, it just so happens that's the one we sell at the e-store.
One of my favorite ones, it's a Estwing hammer. It's on our website. It's made in America. It's all steel. It's the handle's covered leather. And it has our Rosie on the House logo embossed on it.
It's a handsome, lifetime-lasting hammer. And for the homeowner who's going to be doing everything, you know, you see the hammer. We call them claw hammers. We call them framing hammers that have the nail-pulling claws that the claws are kind of bent in a C shape. And that's a good hammer, but I generally like my claws to be straight. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You have a lot more applications for the straight ones than you do the curled ones. And then you have the weight you have to consider. For a general homeowner, a one-piece steel hammer in about 20 ounces is what you're going to need. But I'm not a big fan of the steel hammers unless they've got the cushioned grip or, like this one, the wrapped leather grip. Now, if you're going to be doing a bit of framing, I'm going to tell you go to a framing hammer and up the weight to 28 ounces, 30 ounces, 32 ounces. The handle's going to be 16, 18 inches long. You don't choke up the hammer like you do a bat. You grip it at the very end. Most of those wooden handles now are ergonomically designed where they fit in the palm of your hand. And when you're swinging a 32-ounce, sinking 16-penny nails, man, you can drive that baby home in just a touch to set and a touch to sink, and you're done. It saves you a lot of beating yourself up, tapping, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. It's tap, whack, send it home. Now, if you're not used to swinging a 28 or 32-ounce hammer, I wouldn't tell you to start at Habitat for Humanity to frame a whole house and swing that hammer all day long. Your forearms will feel like concrete the next day. But there's a right hammer for every job, and you can find it, the article on that, talking about hammers and nails, at rosieonthehouse.com.
I always just grab the closest one. I think I need a lesson. And then I don't put it back, and I get in trouble.
If I could just get people to put things back, I'd be the happiest duck on the pond.
So, hey, I have a few homeowner questions that came in this week. Want to do a quick fire question and answer?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what you got?
Do you recommend?
We've got callers coming in at 1-888-767-4348. So let's take two of these, and then that's what we'll get to this segment.
Okay. Do you recommend sealing your ductwork as a DIY job?
You can try, but I don't know why. It's not that expensive to have it done and done right. And a good duct sealer is going to actually test the integrity of the ductwork beforehand and test it after so he can tell how much leakage he actually stopped. And then it's a question of, are you dealing with metal box ductwork or are you dealing with flex duct? How are the flex connected to the mainline metal ducts? I think people ask a lot of time about insulation. Is insulation worth doing yourself? For what you have to pay to get it done, I wouldn't buy a bag of insulation. If it was free, I wouldn't take it and do it myself. The insulation contractors just do it so much better. They know what to look for, and it's done right, and you never have to fool with it. And I'm thinking duct cleaning and sealing is about the same.
I would think you could do a lot of damage, too. You could something or push something.
You're up there crawling around, correctly. Around the ductwork. I'll give everybody some more credit than that. A lot of the flex ductwork isn't adequately tied to the metal ductwork, the main line. You could disturb that. You could poke a hole in the flex duct. It gets pretty tight up there. And you want to seal the outside as best you can, and then I mean, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and having it aero-sealed, and there, you cannot do that as a do-it-yourself project.
Big job.
So that's a big job.
So I guess the answer to that is no.
I'd find something else to do with your do-it-yourself talents than that. Definitely something different. And you've got a few more there. We've got a few on the line here that we want to get to. But we're going to have to take a short break here real quick. And I promise when we get back, we'll have a half hour left of the show. We'll get to all of you that have made it in the call. I'll get to your question and get to your answer. And we'll finish taking these that keep coming in by text. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. Answer your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin.